To the editor. I ran into this swarm 3 weeks ago, to be exact, not knowing if I was safe or under attack. They seemed to be everywhere that I went, sometimes totally surrounding me and causing torment. I just chose to shun them and continue on my way, ignoring their advances each and every day. It started with just a few, but their numbers seemed to increase. No matter where I ventured, the harassment would never cease. They seemed to be building and occupying more space. I even seen a few of them hanging out near my place. I was determined to ignore them and not change my course. With each passing day, it just seemed to go from bad to worse. Just trying to dismiss them was becoming a strain. But I continued to persevere time and time again. The word was getting out and people were avoiding this area altogether. I seldom ran into anyone even in the best of weather. Friends that I always ran into while I was down there. This area had become a ghost town. There was no one anywhere. The swarm became so thick they were now under your feet. I continued on valiantly, not giving in to defeat. I walked through the parks and inhaled all that stench. The numbers were alarming and you dared not try to sit on a bench. Last week I noticed that their numbers were whittling down. There seemed to be less of their appearances all over town. With their numbers diminishing, they were less of a threat. There was never anything to worry about and there's no need to fret. I have been going through this cycle my whole life. Even though they still bother my daughters and wife. The shadflies that invade our area are a good sign. We should become concerned if they begin to decline. Those of you that have been worried and were feeling faint-hearted, it's time to return to downtown and the waterfront. The shadflies have departed. By Chris Reynolds.